Meanwhile, former US President Barack Obama has spoken publicly for the first time since George Floyd's death, saying that while the protests have been difficult and scary, they provide an opportunity for change. His address was part of a discussion hosted by My Brother's Keeper, a program Obama founded in 2014 after the police shooting of black teenager Michael Brown in Missouri. The comments were in stark contrast to President Trump, who has threatened to deploy the military on protesters. Obama said there was a change in mindset taking place and a push for America to do better.
In some ways, as tragic as these past few weeks have been, as difficult and scary and uncertain as they've been, they've also been an incredible opportunity for people to be awakened to some of these underlying trends. And they offer an opportunity for us to all work together to tackle them, to take them off, to change America and make it live up to its highest ideals. And part of what's made me so hopeful is the fact that so many young people have been galvanized and activated and motivated and mobilized.
Obama didn't mention Trump in his address, but appeared somewhat more presidential than the current US leader, speaking directly to young black Americans with a message of hope.
I want you to know that you matter. I want you to know that your lives matter, that your dreams matter. And when I go home and I look at the faces of my daughters, Sasha and Malia, and I look at my nephews and nieces, I see limitless potential that deserves to flourish and thrive. And you should be able to learn and make mistakes and live a life of joy without having to worry about what's going to happen when you walk to the store or go for a jog or are driving down the street or looking at some birds in a park.
He also implicitly rejected those like Trump who have focused criticism on the demonstrators, saying America was founded on protests in the American Revolution.